Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live, you're invited if you want to join us here on this New Year's Day edition, the very first episode of 2022. Welcome to it.
You ruined my dad joke. I was going to say, I feel like I haven't been here all year.
I didn't ruin that. You could have totally just said that. In fact, you did.
I did.
So, 603-283-6160 with you tonight. It's Ian.
Bigless Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass is also here.
So we do this thing 7 nights a week, and we're live on Saturday. So we're here. If you know, a lot of shows take holidays off. You guys came in. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having a show.
Yeah, we do that. And there's a lot to talk about, including suicide pods.
3D printed suicide pods.
Even better. We'll get into that. What that really means, I don't know. I'm new to the concept of a suicide pod. So that's on the way here tonight. Plus, you've
dystopia
got
dystopia for everyone.
By the way, it's Ian Peekless Mountaineer and the captain in the studio. Peekless, you've got something tonight about Fauci and DARPA.
I sure do.
And it's really ugly, I guess.
It is, and it is just kind of astonishing.
There is a story that I've been actually holding on to for a couple of weeks, waiting for you to be here and to have a chance to talk about it. Because
we call this sandbagging.
We had Adam Kokesh on last week. You couldn't make it in. It actually worked out fine because Kokesh ended up co-hosting with us for the whole time. And he's a bit of a talker. So if you missed that episode, you want to hear what happened with Adam
Kokesh. Almost like he's used to running his own show or something.
Yeah, he's great at it. If you've been curious about what happened with Adam Kokesh and going to jail for 12 days on psilocybin charges to only have them dropped, then you should go and download that episode over at freetalklive.com from last Saturday. But in the news a couple of weeks ago, and you probably heard this, but as I predicted, the Federal Appeals Court has reinstated Biden's vaccine mandate for private businesses with more than, 100 employees or something like that. And I specifically wanted you to be here for it because you were the one celebrating the court decision that initially had put a stay on it.
And they're appealing it to the Ninth Circuit Appeal Court.
This was the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, so you wouldn't be able to appeal to the Ninth. They're going to the Supreme Court at this point.
Well, so, I mean, that side of it is moving it to the Supreme Court, but it's also being appealed in the Ninth Circuit Court now.
Oh, so there's a different case
right.
that's running as well?
Right. None of this is appealing to me.
So, at the moment, it's still something that you have no legal obligation to follow.
Well, I don't think you would have a legal obligation to follow anything these people say.
Obligation? You just don't respect a legal obligation because they're immoral legal obligations.
That's right, yeah. I don't think people should obey these people. I don't think that they should do what they're told. And that's really the reason why we're in the position we're in today, where all these companies just do everything that the government wants them to do, and so that's why we've got tyranny, because a lot of it's being enforced by these mega corporations. But there's an update to this story, and this just came out apparently today from the Washington Post. The Biden administration told the Supreme Court this week on Thursday that federal law gives it the authority to impose a nationwide vaccine or testing requirement for large employers, and the court should not stand in the way of a program that will save thousands of lives. Quote, the nation is facing an unprecedented pandemic, which seems to be a lot like the common cold.
Show me where it says anywhere in anything resembling the Bill of Rights or the Constitution that gives the federal government authority to do anything like this. It doesn't exist.
Well, commerce. It's the Commerce Clause. Everything is commerce. Everything is interstate commerce. Everything.
I don't participate in commerce.
Well, as they define it in their own weird, archaic, non-English language, you do.
They're going to say
everything is commerce.
No, I don't.
They're going to say corporations.
Oh, you don't buy things.
I only participate in transactions
that they consider to be commerce.
they're going to say that corporations are certainly involved in commerce and that this applies to corporations.
I get it.
Blah, blah, blah.
Well, so, and a lot of this comes back to something that I've kind of been poking at around the edges for a long time about, well, maybe you shouldn't have formed these corporations, because in at least some sense, by forming these corporations, you are giving them the legitimate authority to tell you what to do with these corporations.
Because you asked for permission to exist in the first place as a corporation.
Yeah. Now, a company is a different thing. Now,
that's right.
You can be performing. Yes, you can be performing your business as a corporation or not. You could just have your business without having incorporated it. But you decided that, well, it's worth it to me to create this legal shield in case someone sues me.
They've made it difficult, though. I mean, I get what you're saying. I don't disagree. But they've made it very difficult because, you know, in order to open a bank account, you kind of need to have a corporation. Now, you could say, okay, let's open it as a trade name or something like that, and then that's not exactly the same thing as a corporation. But, man, it's not like something. It's not like you could just waltz into a bank and say, I'd like to open a bank account under this name and show them no paperwork from the government whatsoever. So they have made it very, very difficult for people to do business.
One of the easiest ways to sideline that is if you use your last name, and then say the name of your business, and they can write it out to, you know, Freeman...
Widgets.
Freeman Widgets.
Mm-hmm.
So if you run Freeman Widgets, and I write you a check to Freeman Widgets, you can cash that at Ian Freeman's bank account.
Are you sure about that?
I'm pretty sure about it, yeah.
Yeah, I would be interested in hearing what a banker has to say about that, because I think some banks are going to be a little more strict.
I mean, there's definitely a legal argument to be made that since you have rights to that name, so that's the thing, like all of the rights that one has to a corporation, you already have to your name. I mean, your name is a form of intellectual property that you have the recognized rights over. I mean, that's part of the whole thing with the birth certificate is that you own that name. So if I go around, for example, if I say Ian Freeman said X, Y, and Z, like that is considered slander because I am misusing your property. I don't have the right to do that.
I think that if you went into a bank and tried to cash a check for, you know, Peakless Mountaineer climbing or whatever, I don't think they would take it.
Well, that's not what's on my birth certificate. But if I use the last name that's on my birth certificate.
I know. I wasn't using your name. But if you were to use your name and then some other, you know, words after that, I think they would tell you you've got to have a trade name, that you have to have a corporation. There has to be a business account opened in order to take that check. Banks are not, it's not like they were 20 years ago before, you know, before 9/11.
I don't know about the have to part.
You could also just skip that entirely. You could get the app on your phone that runs credit cards and just run their card yourself.
There are ways of conducting business, but then you have to have something behind that that's like a PayPal or something like that. In order to get a merchant acceptance, that you need a merchant account at a bank if you're going to take credit cards directly and you want to have a POS
system.
I've
taken credit cards. I just had my own regular credit card or credit union account,
mm-hmm.
and I had my app mm-hmm. go directly to my credit union account. There was no problem.
Okay,
there.
Good, cool. All right, you made it work. There are ways.
It's not hard.
There are ways of conducting business, but like before,
I'm not saying that you get nothing for incorporating. I'm not saying that you aren't paid off for this choice. I'm saying that that you are giving them something in order to get these benefits.
I've attempted and will say failed, and that is to say that, like, I've started and run a couple of businesses, and in the end, I had to bail. I lost money on one of them, a significant chunk, and then I spent the next, you know, 8 years paying it off or whatever. But I didn't know. Like, I wasn't libertarian, anarchist, you know, that kind of a thing. I just didn't know. And so I, you know, got a hold of a lawyer, and the lawyer's like, well, you can either do, like, a sole proprietorship, or you can do an LLC, you know, if it's just you. If it's you and a couple of partners, you might want to think about incorporating, you know, this kind of thing. And just sort of ran through the options with me. Never once was it mentioned that I didn't need to have some sort of, you know, business agreement in order to open a business account, which I eventually did because we did an LLC.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I opened an account at the bank under the name of the business, and everything was hunky-dory.
Well, or you could just do none of that. I mean, never consult the lawyer.
I'm very interested in not doing any of that.
Well, I mean, I ran a massage business without doing any of this.
Nice.
Yeah, just I ran it.
Well, where there's a will, there's a way. I mean, you can make these things work. All I was saying was they've made it difficult. It is not as easy as it once was to just go in.
There are difficulties on one side and easements on the other. I mean,
the number here is 603-283-6160. You can share your thoughts on the way. Bring up whatever's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open if you want to join us live Saturday show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight is Ian.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You can go there and learn some of the basics about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Just click Get Started at the top of the page to begin your odyssey into the world of crypto. You can also, if you're not brand new, go to the news site and get the latest news headlines from across the world of crypto over at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. We were talking about corporations and the, you know, idea of running a business without getting a corporation, which is absolutely something I support. I think that's a great idea. I just think they've made it harder than ever to do it. A lot of these companies that would otherwise, you know, before the Patriot Act, for instance, have provided you with financial services, they won't do what they used to do before. I remember when I first moved here to New Hampshire, I was able to get a bank. I think it was TD Bank, so like a big, you know, corporate bank. I was able to get them to put a DBA on an account just by telling them. It's called a doing business as. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can be Peakless Mountaineer or whatever your real name is, doing business as. Then whatever the name of the thing is that you're doing business as. So it could be a completely different name, not even in...
So, for example, I could use my... I could be my real name doing business as Peakless Mountaineer.
Right. This is very common in franchises. So, you know, it's Bob Smith's, you know, restaurant company doing business as McDonald's, doing business as Wendy's, doing business as, you know, insert restaurant name here.
Mm. Right. And I was able to just go in there. I had already had a, you know, personal account. And so I was like, hey, what do I got to do to, you know, add a DBA, as they call it, doing business as an account. Oh, yeah, just tell us what it is. And then they added that to the account, and then I could take a check. In this case, it was for Free Talk Live, because Free Talk Live has never been incorporated. Right. There's no incorporation for Free Talk Live, so I'm totally with you on this. Back then, all you had to do was just ask for it. Then, years later, after TD shut down my account, and I tried to go to a local credit union and do this within this last decade, then it was like, oh, well, no, we can't just do that. I figured a credit union would be even more flexible than, you know, a corporate bank was. No, we can't do that without paperwork from the state. Like, oh, man, really? So now I got to go to the state, Secretary of State's office, look through whatever stupid paperwork I got to fill out just to be able to take a check under the name Free Talk Live. So they've made it way more difficult. I mean, we're in New Hampshire, so it's not the hardest thing in the world, luckily, because the bureaucracy in New Hampshire is a little bit more navigable. It's a little bit easier to deal with the bureaucrats here than some of the other states out there. So here, the trade name form is like one sheet. It's not a very lengthy fill. But, you know, you still have to fill the damn thing out. You got to cut a check. You got to send it into to the state. Well, you got to wait for 4 weeks.
The state and its outgrowths make it as difficult as possible to maintain any of your integrity. Yep. What else is new?
Yeah, that's all I was saying, is it's harder now than it's ever been
to
do this stuff.
And this is one of those things where, like, the argument against having government health care is like, okay, if you have the government running your health care, then they're going to start making demands of you, and they're kind of reasonable demands if they're taking care of your health. So, like, well, you can't go to McDonald's. I mean, I doubt that specific one, because McDonald's is, like, the dole that they're on. But, but yeah, I mean... you can't be doing this, you can't be doing that, because... Yeah,
they're paying the bill, they get to make the call.
Exactly. Right? So if you're relying on them for your health care, then you have to do what they say. And, I mean, as long as there are options, then, okay, yeah, it might be a lot easier to be on Medicare for All, if that gets, if that gets put out. It might be a lot easier to be on the government medical system instead of your own, but there's a trade-off. So again,
it's autonomy to make a choice.
Right. So yeah, sure, it's easier to form a corporation, and it's standard practice. And I mean, to the point where so many people, they just do it automatically, and they never even like weigh the costs and benefits. Because, like, I mean, there's time, there's money that you have to invest and in order to get a corporation, and frequently it's not even worth the investment of effort and money to do that, but people just do it automatically because it's culturally expected.
Yeah, and the belief is that if you do incorporate your business, that you gain some legal protections for liability and things of that nature, which those do kind of exist when you incorporate, but do they apply, right? Just because they exist doesn't mean they necessarily apply to your business, your business model, or what it is you're trying to sell or service.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, unless you're a politically connected individual, then there's no guarantee that any of that stuff's going to apply,
right?
Because they can do what they call pierce the corporate veil, which is what they did to those guys that had the dudes in New Jersey, Belmar, New Jersey. They were making headlines in 2020, and they're still, you know, amazing activists. But they had this gym. Mm-hmm. It was called the Attilus Gym.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And they were opening up during the COVID lockdown. I mean, New Jersey is a crazy, you know, total statist hellhole, and so the lockdown was pretty intense there, and these dudes opened up their doors anyway. They said, come on in, we're going to have our members in here, you know, members only or whatever. You want to be a member? Sure, here's the form to fill out. We're going to keep letting our members do their workouts here. And the government came in, they arrested these guys, they boarded up their windows. These dudes kicked in the boards on the doors, you know, that were trying to block people from coming in. There was this just ongoing nightmare that these people were facing, but they did it, and what ended up happening was they just kept on opening up, and so the state, after putting them in jail, and that didn't stop them, and then trying to board them up, and that didn't stop them, well, then they went after their bank account, and they took $160,000 out of their bank account,
yep.
And then they ended up saying, we're now going to pierce the corporate veil, quote-unquote, because we think you guys have money somewhere, like in your own personal bank accounts, because the whole idea of the corporation is to protect the people who are the fundamental,
right,
you know, players from liability, not against the state.
Well,
state came right in,
well,
took what they wanted.
I'll tell you one thing. If Attilus Jim had been a sufficient donor to the political class, then that wouldn't have happened.
Because, probably, yeah.
Because that's what we see with all of the corporations that they choose not to pierce the veil on.
Yeah, it's yeah. Favoritism is, yeah, all it is to people who donate to whatever campaigns.
And that's the thing. I mean, this is what happens when you're dealing with goons. I mean, yeah, sure, if you kept up on your protection money, they probably won't, you know, break your shop. Unless they have a reason other than that that they want to break your shop. And then they will, because they're a mafia.
Yeah, and that's a good point. That's what this all really boils down to. So there really ultimately is no corporate veil if they want to throw it off,
right,
and come right after you, because they know who you are, and they know you got money, and that's what they want. They want total control, and they want money. And that's why, you know, I'm not optimistic to come back around to the original topic.
And there shouldn't be a corporate veil in the first place. You should be responsible
for your actions.
Yes, yeah, for your actions as a human being.
I agree. But to come back around to the topic that I, you know, brought up originally, is that originally you were cheering on this court for putting a stay on the vaccine mandate, and I said, don't get too excited.
Hey, I will cheer, right, on everything that slows them down. I'm, yeah, not saying that this is the first part of bringing us to true justice. No, I'm saying this is slowing down our fall into absolute tyranny. And hey, let's slow it down while we fix it on the other side.
Well, the Supreme Court's got a hearing set for January 7th, so, I mean, this probably hasn't slowed it down more than a week at most.
I'll take
up
a week if I can get it.
603-283-6160. You're not going to be free.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Florida, New York, and California are leading the way in new coronavirus cases in the U.S. as the country moved past a daily average of more than 300,000 per day, according to figures from the CDC. The highly contagious Omicron variant of COVID-19 is being blamed for the dramatic rise in recent cases. The CDC recorded its biggest jump in the current trend between December 26 and 27. Since that day, the U.S. has averaged more than 400,000 daily coronavirus cases, which has also sent the seven-day average soaring. World leaders are sending out New Year's Day messages. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden sent out a New Year's Eve message on ABC TV.
Happy New Year, America.
From our family to yours, we wish you peace, joy, and good health in the year ahead.
This is USA Radio News. Around 4,500 New Year's Day flights were canceled, including 2,500 affecting the United States as air carriers continue to struggle with COVID-19 and the winter holiday weather. The most affected U.S. carriers were, in order, Southwest, SkyWest, American, Delta, and United. The majority of the U.S. cancellations were from Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. Many of them were delayed due to the New Year's Day snowstorm. The city received 9 inches of snow over the holiday. With more than 12,000 flights canceled since Christmas, the holiday travel season has been thrown into turmoil by the Omicron variant of COVID-19. The FAA warned that an increased number of its own employees are testing positive for the virus, which may result in forced reductions in traffic volumes to maintain adequate oversight and safety. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is the New Year's Day edition. We're here live. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the corporate obedience out there. These corporations are just a leverage point for the government gang to enforce its various different mandates, and that's the current mandate we're discussing is the vaccine mandate that was put in place by the Biden administration. They announced it, I think it was in September, and the gears have been slowly turning as challenges against it in various courts are being heard. The Supreme Court expected to hear a case about it next week, the very case that the lower court had said, oh, yeah, it's fine. Go ahead. You can put a mandate in on people. So that's going up to the Supreme Court. We can tell you a little bit more about that. Then I want to get into suicide pods on the way at some point tonight. Plus, Fauci and DARPA, we'll talk about those things. The number is 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is raising funds, though, for Give Directly, which is the first nonprofit that actually allows you to give money directly to people who are living in extreme poverty. And when I say extreme poverty, we're talking about, like, Kenya.
Yeah.
Where people have to walk 5 miles to go and get some potable water.
Yeah, we're not talking about, like, you know, Oregon homeless living in tents and getting fed by churches.
Yes. We're talking about a place where $1 goes a very long way.
Yes, and in their past decade of existence, GiveDirectly has delivered over $400 million to over a million people who really needed some help. And research shows that giving cash to people living in poverty can help drive a range of important positive changes in their lives, like employment, nutrition, health, and education. Plus, cash allows the individual to invest in what they need instead of relying on aid organizations or people from thousands of miles away choosing for them. So if you think that's a good idea, I agree.
Yeah.
And that's why Free Talk Live is matching your donations up to a total of $30,000. So if you want to help out, go to give.freetalklive.com, and you can do that there. That's give.freetalklive.com, and they do accept cryptocurrency, by the way, at give.freetalklive.com.
That is kick-ass, no pun intended.
We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Rob is on the line in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, Happy New Year's.
Hey, same to you.
Hey, Happy New Year's.
Hey, did you guys hear that they've released the names on the Lori list for New Hampshire?
Really? Yeah.
We have to explain what that is. The Lori list has until this week been a secret list that the state of New Hampshire has been, I don't know how many decades they've had it for, but they've had it for a while, that it lists police officers who are allegedly less than honest in their dealings with the people. And this is a list that the Attorney General has been very protective of for some time. It has never been released publicly until now. And as, from what I understand, they've redacted some information from it. But there are something like 90 different names of ostensibly bad cops.
So this popped up in one of our chats. And it says the AG releases 90 names on the dishonest police list. And I read through it. And the thing that stood out to me was, there were only 90 names released, but there were 281 names on the list when the law went into effect.
Oh, interesting.
So
they cleaned it up.
Roughly one-third have been released. The reason that only one-third have been released is because apparently the state gives whoever's names are on the list an opportunity to sort of battle against it. I don't know if it's similar to a court thing where but they can submit evidence that says, oh, hey, I shouldn't be on this list because, you know, I didn't mean to punch that guy in the face or something, you know, whatever they're accused of doing. And there's some other, like, things that, like, allow the police that are on this list to get their name taken off. So
it's kind of amazing that that third didn't manage to do so.
Yeah, it's
interesting. Okay, so... there were two different stories that came out on this. There was the original one that came out, and some names in that first batch were redacted because those individuals are in court cases, being sued, whatever the case may have been.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this news station that came out of New Hampshire called InDepthNH.com, and they came up with a story on December 30th. Says Rochester Police Commissioner was on the public Lori list, but then he wasn't.
Right.
And this particular news outlet was smart enough to, when the list came out, to where the names were not redacted.
Yeah, I've got the actual article right here, and it says there were 281 names on the list when the law went into effect. Some may have been duplicates. Senior Assistant Attorney General Jeffrey Ward said 29 names have been removed through the 2018 Attorney General's protocol that is separate from the new law, which requires a judge to determine that the name shouldn't have been on the list. Half of those 29 names were removed by the Attorney General's process since the law went into effect, Ward said. Other officers had 180 days to file in court seeking removal, depending on when their names were placed on the list. Criminal defendants are constitutionally guaranteed all exculpatory evidence, which is evidence that would be favorable to them, which could include a police officer's discipline for dishonesty, use of excessive force, or mental instability. If such evidence is withheld, a conviction could be overturned, even if it is discovered years later.
So are they saying that the reason why there's more than 100 names on this list that are not on the list anymore is because they challenged it and they're in the process of challenging it? Not that those have challenged, like, those have been finished?
It's not clear, but they're insinuating that that is the case.
Now, Robert, were you saying that the commissioner that was not giving out this list originally is one of the names that was on this list?
It says at the top of the page, it says Rochester Police Commissioner.
Well, that explains why he didn't want to give it out, I guess.
Right. But this particular news article, has posted in their webpage here the list of all of the officers, that were taken out. In other words, this is the original list that it came out. But when attorneys called the attorney general's office and said, hey, look, you're going to redact these names. Well, this particular news outlet was smart enough to where they copied and they saved that original, list of officers' names before it got redacted.
Really? Okay. I'm curious to see what the full list is, because the only one I've seen was the 90 names.
And so, in my opinion, of course, this type of a thing comes out, and it's like, okay, we're going to release a list of all the police that are doing bad things. And I'm like, well, then you should just publish the list of all the police, right?
Well, no. I think it's absolutely valuable to say, even by their standards, these are bad cops. Like, by our standards, the fact that they're using force to harm people who haven't harmed anyone else is bad. But, I mean, you can do that the nice way or the mean way. And, like, even by their corrupt standards, like, their standards are corrupt by ours. But even by their standards, these cops are bad.
Yeah, I don't see anything about a list that's longer than 90 days. Maybe I misunderstood what you were saying, Rob, but I only see 90 names. I only see the 90 name list here on indepthnh.org. It doesn't appear that they publish anything besides that.
Well, and it's interesting to me, too, that we all know it as the Lori list, and I'm assuming that's because it's named after somebody named Lori.
There was some kind of case.
Right.
Right. Yeah. But they've now changed it to, it's no longer called the Lori list, it's now called the Exculpatory Evidence Schedule.
Okay. Well, Rob, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate you bringing it to our attention, and if you want to join us here, whether it's talking about corrupt cops or whatever happens to be on your mind, you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Let's talk about Fauci on the way here, Pecos Mountaineer. You've got a story about how apparently he had some kind of dealings with DARPA, which is the Defense Something Research.
Defense Advanced Research Project.
It's military, right?
It's in the article, but yeah, it's basically the Pentagon's research arm.
Mm-hmm. And so he had some kind of deal he was trying to cut with them about cooking up what?
About gain-of-function research.
And you'll tell us more about that on the way here. The number is 603-283-6160. And, of course, you are welcome to bring up anything on this New Year's Day edition of Free Talk Live. We are here live on this Saturday evening. 603-283-6160. Of course, you can join us online over on our social media site. We've got our own social media website. It's a Mastodon system, which means it's an open source, more decentralized system. You can go to social.freetalklive.com and...
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. Phones open here. If you want to join the show, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. It's Ian Peekless Mountaineer and the Captain in the studio.
Hey, wow, I really am here.
Here you are again. And you'll be back tomorrow for the Sunday show, too.
I'll be back.
So, of course, you can talk about whatever's on your mind. Coming up, Captain, you've got a story about 3D-printed suicide pods. We'll find out what a suicide pod is and why it matters that they're 3D-printed, I guess, on the way here. I'm curious about it. I don't know. I've never heard of a suicide pod before, so curious about that. But first up, we're going to continue with this sort of COVID overarching conversation. We started talking about the court cases, about the mandates, and now go back in time a little bit with Anthony Fauci, the top goon in the medical establishment in the United States. Peekless Mountaineer, you said you've got a story that talks about his history pimping his services of, what, getting people infected for DARPA, the defense bureaucracy?
Well, of changing viruses.
Tell me about that.
All right. So it's a rather lengthy article. It's from Newsweek, so I'm going to be sort of hopping around and sort of bouncing through it.
Okay.
But anyone who's interested, it's the title of the article is How Dr. Fauci and Other Officials Withheld Information on China's Coronavirus Experiments. And it's a long one, but it is absolutely worth a read. But all right. So first it talks about how the Freedom of Information Act requests show that the National Institute of Health was funding research at the Wuhan lab, in spite of the fact that Fauci claimed that they weren't.
Mm-hmm. Let's remind you also that this is the same guy who funded research that put dogs
into I guess, areas in which there were a bunch of sand flies that were then eating the dogs, and they'd like stricken the dogs from their vocal cords somehow, so they couldn't call out.
Yeah, so the,
in pain.
The dogs were effectively screaming out. It's just that they severed their vocal cords, so it's not to annoy the people.
Mm-hmm. Right, so, I mean, this is the kind of sicko that we're talking about here.
Well, this is also the kind of sicko that kept drugs that would have helped AIDS patients.
Yeah, AZT.
Yeah.
Cheap, this is in the 80s?
Cheap, useful drugs that could have saved the lives of people with AIDS, and he knowingly suppressed them in favor of drugs that were more expensive.
Like AZT.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Dallas Buyers Club is all about that circumstance. Mm-hmm. But, there were cheap, effective drugs that kept people alive that were, because of our government bureaucracy, were not allowed to be used and sold in this country.
Yeah, there's something about the medication that he was pimping for the AIDS patients actually killed more people than it helped, or something along those lines. Don't quote me on that.
Yeah. Killed more people than it helped. He was personally responsible for the AIDS craze, in the sense that, like, you know, people had this just overblown idea of, like, if you are in a house with a person who has AIDS, then you will catch it, or that you can catch it from sitting on the toilet seat.
Right.
Yeah, he was absolutely responsible for that entire fear-mongering campaign.
Oh, so he's entirely trustworthy and a good person.
Right. While at the same time, keeping life-saving medicine away from us, because that's affordable, while pushing this medicine, you know, quote-unquote medicine, that frequently makes people much worse, but it's highly expensive. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, when you are scared, you are willing to pay just about any price. I mean, what's the old saying? Who can put a price on their health? But, yeah, so, I mean, if we're going to talk about his record, like, this is nothing new for him.
Right. And so Newsweek is digging in a little deep here.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so they go into how the funding did in fact come for this risky research did come from the NIH's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, which he leads.
And it's suspicious that it would have to happen in China, right? Because, I mean, doesn't the Chinese government have an S-ton of money that they can spend on things? So why do they need to get this Wuhan lab? Why do they need to go over to the United States
to
get funding for this?
I'm assuming because it would be frowned upon or illegal in some way for them to do it here.
In the United States, right.
I would assume as much.
And didn't the dog study happen in, like, North Africa as well? Yeah.
And it certainly makes it a lot easier to avoid scrutiny by having it be in a semi-hostile territory.
Right.
So, yeah, you have this outsourced to China because I don't want you looking over my shoulder to see whether or not I'm... I mean, what this comes down to is you're creating bioweapons, but that's illegal. So if you do the exact same actions that you would take
to create
a bioweapon, but you say, no, I'm just investigating these viruses for vaccines. I'm not trying to create a bioweapon. I'm just doing exactly what one would do to create a bioweapon so that I can, you know, find out how it works.
Sure.
Yeah.
And it's just like a government to sort of change the words. They love using word salads.
Oh, yeah.
They love giving things new name. We just heard about a new name a government prescribed for something else, you know, a minute ago here on the show. And so they love doing that kind of thing. My favorite, of course, is kinetic military action.
Bombing
people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and so you do find in those in the documents that were acquired through the FOIA request that not only he but his overseer Francis Collins, who he specifically said was not engaged in neither I nor Francis Collins, blah 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 blah. And if we were doing it according to the right standards, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But no, the documents quite clearly show that you and your supervisor were directly involved in this. The article continues that while Dr. Fauci takes the political heat, the revelations center on another figure in this drama, Peter Daszak, D-A-S-Z-A-K, president of the private research firm EcoHealth Alliance, which received the $3 million NIH grant for coronavirus research and subcontracted the gain-of-function experiments to the Wuhan lab.
So, middleman.
Yes, mm-hmm. And what a middleman he was. Mm-hmm. Like, he is intimately involved in all of this. He's receiving millions of dollars from of government money to mm-hmm. do this research in China. The activities of Dajac and EcoHealth before the pandemic and during it show a startling lack of transparency about their work with coronaviruses and raise questions about what more there may be to learn.
EcoHealth. I mean, who could be against that? Ecological right. health? I mean, this is always good things, right?
Well, and this absolutely points to what a lot of us are seeing on the horizon, is that all of these measures that are currently being taken to protect our health,
quote-unquote,
right, will be taken to protect the environment.
Yep. Yeah. They're already telegraphing it.
Mm-hmm.
They're already, we mentioned this just the other day, there have already been news stories out saying, I forget who the source of it was, but, you know, some government agency. Oh, yeah, if we can lock people down like we did with COVID once a year or once every couple of years for 3 months or whatever, then that'll help the environment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if people are willing to lock down for this cold, then why wouldn't they be willing to do the same for the earth?
Well, and it's an obvious thing that, okay, if you're locking down for this, look at how low our carbon footprint is during the lockdown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they were saying.
So I wanted to know the quote, because Fauci himself had said something, and I wanted to know the quote. It's from back in May, and so I looked it up. This is from the Washington Post. At a Senate hearing in May, Dr. Fauci said, the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
Ah, that true was, statement. EcoHealth is funding it after he gets
money. No.
Hang on.
Because they funded EcoHealth doing research. So they absolutely funded the research.
But they didn't give the money to the Wuhan lab. He might be telling the truth there. He gave money to the middleman, and then the middleman gave it to the lab.
On October 20th, so this was in May, he made that quote. On October 20th, the NIH principal deputy director, in writing, directly contradicted Fauci's quote.
Uh-oh.
You decide for yourself.
Gee, ain't that something. So, yeah, no, he directly lied. He didn't even bother to have a middleman in this case.
I'll tell you what's going to not happen to him. He's not going to get fired. He's not going to get demoted. He's not going to, you know, have his pension cut or anything like that. He'll probably get promoted after all this is said and done.
Well, I mean, who can question the Pope of Science? Mm. To question him is to question science itself.
That's what he said.
Science.
He actually said that.
He is the human avatar of science. He is truth made flesh.
It sounds insane, but that's actually what he said, without the truth made flesh part. But, yeah, the rest of it was exactly
Well, no, right. That's fun, and he is nothing of that. No, absolutely. To question me is to question science, is to question truth.
It's to question their religion.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought science involved questioning how things work.
That's the difference between science and the science. The science is their new religion for, you know, it's like a secular religion. The number here is 603-283-6160, which is, of course, what the state is. 603-283-6160. We're going to dig further into this, coming up with more on Fauci, and your thoughts are welcome.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week.
I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.